Guelph, Aramosa. Township residents won't need to worry about driving over potholes or cracks on the road on Cane Hill Drive and Milton Second Line soon. Guelph, Aramosa Council awarded the tender for the resurfacing of Cane Hill Drive and Milton Second Line to Armstrong Paving and Materials Group Limited, as well as the completion of resurfacing the multi-sport court at Lloyd Dyer Park in the amount of $197,061.67. The resurfacing project for both Cane Hill Drive and Milton Second Line were originally separate capital projects in the 2022 capital budget. However, township staff determined that both projects were similar, so they decided to combine them into a single tender. Prior to completing the tender, township staff also added the paving of the multi-sport court at Lloyd Dyer Park to the tender. In the Parks and Recreation Capital Project list, upgrades to the existing asphalt surface, including resurfacing, line painting, basketball nets, and upgraded lighting, were needed to be completed. However, only the paving portion of the court is included in this tender. Township received 6 bids for the tender, with the lowest coming from Armstrong Paving and Materials Group Limited and the highest bid coming from Brantco Construction for the amount of $265,342.08. The tendered price, including the non-recoverable taxes, is within the combined approved budget for all 3 components. However, the township's total project cost, including engineering for design and construction inspection for both roads, exceeds the approved budget by approximately $18,000. The paving for the multi-sport court remains within the budget. Staff is still recommending the projects proceed despite being over budget, as both roads need resurfacing. So, they have suggested getting the $18,000 from the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund, OCIF, reserve. So, we're seeing this trend with inflation and the rise of costs with construction. It's nice to see departments collaborating to make it more affordable for taxpayers and residents. It's nice to see a practical approach for these capital projects, said Mayor Chris White during the week. The resurfacing date for both roads and the multi-sport court is not confirmed as of yet, but Harry Niemi, Township's Director of Public Works, noted it will surely be completed by the end of September 2022.